So I'm changing it up today. I've got a little bit of storytelling to do, and then I want to give you an insight into what comes next. So I've mentioned in previous episodes of the podcast that things have been feeling a little bit heavy. Things have been feeling a little bit sticky when it comes to the Live Free experience. And I'm one who likes to operate, and I encourage this with all of my clients. I like to operate from what feels light. I'm a big believer that when it feels heavy, it's not true for us. And when it feels light, it's right. When it feels light, it's in alignment. And more, the Live Free experience has begun to feel heavy. And I'm also a big believer that when it feels heavy for us on some level, energetically, as hippy dippy as that sounds, energetically, our audience feels that. Our audience picks up on that and it starts to feel heavy for them. And so I've been checking in and trying to really like get clear on where's this heaviness come from? How can I move into a space of lightness? And is the podcast still true for me? And absolutely, it's still true for me, but not in the form that it has been. And so I've sort of, I guess, taken the foot off the accelerator a little bit. I haven't been balls to the walls with the podcast to the same degree that I normally would be, that I have been for the last 2 years. And by the way, did I mention the Live Free experience had its second birthday earlier this week? Fuck yeah. Low-key did not think we would make it this far. So celebrating that, feel free to just pause the podcast and sing us a little happy birthday. But, you know, I left my hometown Adelaide, for those of you who maybe aren't in the loop, I left my hometown Adelaide to have a bit of a sea change. I left in September, it's now mid-November, and did a bit of a road trip up through the Northern Territory, came back to Adelaide for about a week for some work commitments, and then progressively made my way southeast and then eventually up the east coast to land in Queensland. And this experience was like a major unraveling process. Anyone who's ever worked with me as a client or attended one of my events will know that I regularly explain the process as like a peeling away of the layers of the onion until eventually we find our core. Except the difference is this onion has exponential layers. So every time we think we're getting close to the core, there's more layers to be removed. But this road trip of mine, this sea change, I think it was about maybe 2 months in total, give or take, of, you know, consistently being in new destinations, consistently being in new situations, consistently being in new places with new faces, completely in the unknown, completely in the uncertain, really pulled back a lot of stuff for me and really allowed me to like see who's there beyond the Brianna Bowley from Adelaide, beyond the Brianna Bowley in her hometown, beyond the Brianna Bowley in her quote unquote comfort zone, outside of the known, outside of the certain. And I mean, I'm a traveler anyway. You will know that I'm rarely in Adelaide, even when I was living there. I'd sort of come and go. But knowing that this was an intentional move, which meant that even when I did come back to visit Adelaide, and by the way, I'm in Adelaide right now as I'm recording this, Adelaide wasn't going to be home anymore. Still absolutely my hometown, but it wasn't home anymore. And so that kind of changed the script on the experience of traveling. And as I said, like really threw me into this process of just peeling back the layers. And so to give you a very, very, very streamlined and I guess to the point explanation of some of the stuff that I've gone through over, you know, since I left Adelaide, I've had incredible experiences which has involved sleeping under the stars. It's involved coming into contact with some of my biggest fears, one of which being a fucking 2 meter long brown snake. That might be an exaggeration, I don't know. It was definitely longer than a meter, all right? And then also coming into contact with some of my biggest fears in terms of things that are a little bit less literal. So things like, you know, major slander, things like becoming the outcast, things like feeling like an entire collective of people that you love and care about are against you. And having experiences like not knowing where I'll be sleeping that night, not knowing where my food's going to come from the next day. So everything from the literal fears of facing, you know, some of my biggest fears, snakes, venomous snakes, to things that are a little bit more figurative in nature. You know, things like facing being alone. And what's come as a result of that has been something so empowering, realizing the depth of my power, realizing that in vulnerability, we gain strength, and as a result, really allowing my heart to crack open. And furthermore, you know, I had experiences through the Northern Territory where complete isolation, so moments of being so out in the middle of nowhere that I knew if something went wrong, it was entirely up to me to figure out how to survive. And that's no exaggeration. So no phone reception, out in the middle of nowhere, no water available besides what I had already with me, knowing that if my car broke down, if I got a flat, if you know, the car overheated, then it was up to me to figure out, do I stay with my car and hope that someone finds me, or do I, you know, commit to a 30-kilometer hike out to the highway and hope someone pulls over and helps me. So they were pretty like intensive experiences of, I guess, in a really funny way, and this will sound a little over the top, but really coming to terms with our mortality and our vulnerability and, sorry, that's me projecting outwards, coming to contact with my mortality, coming into contact with my vulnerability. So that was a game changer. And then arriving in Queensland, I got to have some of the most beautiful experiences of like really meeting goal markers in my life. So things that I've been striving for, moments that I'd been envisioning in my life for the last 6+ years, and then sitting there and being in those moments and being like, holy fuck, like this is the moment I'd been waiting for. And I'd always said that when I'm in that moment, when I'm living it, like that's the marker of like serious fucking external growth as a result of serious fucking internal growth. And on top of all of that, experiencing some really bizarre things like standing naked, literally standing naked in a room full of 75+ people and telling them some of my deepest, darkest secrets. So public speaking entirely naked whilst the rest of the room are naked. And feeling just how incredibly freeing it is to be completely at home in your body. And managing to raise $38,000 over a period of 3 days, with only 10 of those hours of those 3 days being efficiently used, amongst basically being in a shitstorm and getting our asses handed to us. But raising $38,000 for an incredible cause, men's medicine. If you haven't heard of these guys, please go check them out on social media. And having every single awareness of my limitations, my boundaries, what's possible in the world, what we can experience in the world and what we can receive, having that completely fucking shattered and stepping into a new paradigm, and then going from having that experience to then trying to recalibrate and reintegrate into the quote unquote real world. All I can say is it's been a fucking roller coaster. And in between all of that, I've written death notes to my loved ones. I've been faced with the possibility of not surviving something. And before anyone jumps in and panics, I'm fine. This was a activity that I was a part of for a particular event that I was a participant in. but we were faced with the possibility of our own death, and then were made to sit down and write a letter to our loved ones if we didn't make it. And that was huge. That woke me the fuck up to the fact that, like, I've been playing big, but not big enough. That there was so much of me that I was still hiding, and that I was hiding it because of fear, because of not wanting to be the outcast, because of not wanting to trigger other people. And yet I was inviting others to show up in the world when I wasn't truly showing up. So having peeled away those layers, this is the byproduct of choosing more for me, and as a result, choosing more for all of you guys. So moving forward, as I said, I've mentioned a couple of times that the Live Free experience has felt heavy. And after much soul searching, what I've decided is that it's time to shake shit up. And one of the things that I learned over my time in Queensland is that I'm really good at asking for things and then having, I guess, receiving a counter offer, which means up until this point, I've accepted what I can get rather than actually choosing what I want. And of course, how we do anything is how we do everything. So this has shown up time and time again in all aspects of life, the Live Free experience being one of them. So I made a commitment to myself to choose only the things that were a full body fuck yes. And so moving forward, the Live Free experience is going to be going through some major changes. I am committed to taking some time away from the podcast to recalibrate, to recharge, something that in the past I haven't been so good at doing. Taking some time away. So I will be having a brief holiday. And then when we come back, think of it as the Live Free experience 2.0. And what that means, what that looks like, is fresh conversations, fresh faces, and we're going to go a whole lot fucking deeper. Because what I've been hiding from you guys is the depth of my awareness that the internal is what shapes the external. That it's never ever about what's available to us outside of us, because it's all fucking available to us, all of it. We're born with it. It's whether or not we're in alignment with that. And so I guess the podcast in the past has been so focused on the external, which, don't get me wrong, that's part of it. We're humans having a human experience, a physical experience. So the external is absolutely part of that. That's not to say that we have to exclude or overlook that. I'd chosen that though because that's what I thought I had to be. That's what I thought I should be. That was where I was getting the most response. And in doing so, I was actually misaligning and overstepping how I wanted to show up. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that when you hear from me on this platform next, it will be a whole nother level. It will be the Live Free experience on fucking steroids, and we'll be bringing it to you. So I want to invite you, if you're listening to this, to stretch yourself a little bit. Because believe me when I say, I have stretched the absolute fuck out of myself the last 2 to 3 months, and it has been the most wildest, incredible, painful, (sighs) insane, beyond comprehension ride. And I want to change it for the fucking world. And I wholeheartedly didn't know that this was possible for me. And all I want for you guys, my listeners, is to get that it's fucking possible for you too. That none of it's outside of your reach. And so if you get nothing else from this, just take that to stretch yourself, to choose possibility and to explore possibility. So moving forward, if you want to be a guest on the show, if you're listening to this and you feel called, then please get in contact with me. Facebook, Instagram, Brianna Bowley, BRIANABOWLEY. Shoot me an inbox, shoot me a direct message, comment on a post, whatever you've got to do. I want to hear from you. My email is Brianna@thelivefreemovement.com. I want to hear from you. And if you feel called, if you've got something from this message, please take the time to like, share, comment, leave a review, whatever you feel driven to do, because it's that those 5 minutes you take to let us know what you're getting that shares this message exponentially and allows me to continue to do what I do and hopefully to then have others step up and start stepping into their truth and create an even further ripple effect in the world. So signing off for now. I'm not sure exactly when I'll be back. I'm going to say 2 to 4 weeks. But at the same time, I'm not going to put a date on it. But believe me when I say you will see me back and we will be fucking lighting this shit up. So until next time, what else is possible?